For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watching football, we saw, you know, some of the top teams involve some of the teams that the Texans are battling with. You saw the division as the Titans beat the Patriots in overtime, but the Colts lost, the Jags lost. Did you feel better about the Texans? Thursday was like it was right in your face. Right? Did you feel better about the Texans watching the rest of the league?
I didn't. Just made me think, man, this AFC South really is a piece of
Didn't feel better watching the Ravens Broncos game. That was a game that
No.
Did it make you feel any better? Didn't have you.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider.
I think there are a couple of things
that could make you feel better. That made me feel better. Personally, and as a Texans fan, the wheels are coming off the Cowboys, and the Texans are going to catch them when the wheels are coming off.
What's your point?
And possibly without Dak now, so that is
no possible. He's going to miss several weeks.
Have they already announced that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well, there you have that. So that game looks a little bit different now. The Bills winning another ball game. Sitting at 7-2, that win for the Houston Texans looks better than it did at the time.
They won four in a row since.
Yeah, it looks better than it did at the time. So there's a couple of. If you're one of those that just looks at the record, the 6-3, and you feel really comfortable with that, and then you just really look at the division. If you're not into looking at kind of how you stack up as a Super Bowl contender and how you stack up against the better teams in the AFC, if that's not your cup of tea and it's just kind of ho-hum, let's get through the week, then you're all right.
My man Joseph said, Ron, nope, seeing Akers being able to easily navigate when he was on the field made me mad. That's right, Cam Akers did play last night on Sunday Night Football for the Vikings against the Colts, who did the Texans a favor. No, that one was tough. To go and watch the Lions, the Bills.
I didn't realize that. Cam Akers, 7.7 a carry.
Yeah, no. To watch the Lions, to watch the Bills, to watch the Ravens, to watch some of these other teams that are that are contenders coming off of your game against the Jets.
I can't get Cam out of my mind.
Take a second. That's that point here. But I look at this and I'm watching these other teams. You named them, the Bills, the Ravens. Like, listen, they have flaws like the Texans do, but you could see there's a connection there. There is something off with this team. And we wondered what that would look like coming in year two after everything they put together. There was never anything off about the team last year. You felt really, really good about just, not even on the field stuff, but just how this team operated and how they were. You never thought there was any kind of issues there. Well, C.J. Stroud, after the game, had this to say, directly after the game against the Jets, that kind of brings the thought of things feel like they're different. We felt that, now we may be hearing things are different inside that locker room.
Yeah, I would say that. We've had a couple wake-up calls this year. I would say, we just got to honestly just play football better, execute better, stop pointing the finger, and realize, at the end of the day, like, this is not winning football, and we can't keep squeezing our way by every game. We are a really good football team. We have a lot of really good football players. Once we buy into the systems and what is being, coached, and also we got to be able to have leadership to take over. So, I believe, this isn't the end, but this is definitely a great wake-up call for us to, tighten up the ship.
Clint, now he said three different things there where I'm like, it feels like things are different this year as opposed to last year. And I'm not just talking about on the field, the other 6-3, but things are different. But it just feels like the way they go about their business feels different. And right there, my man said, we got to stop pointing fingers. I don't feel like that was ever a thing from last year. We got to be bought in. I felt like them jokers were bought in from day one. Every last one of them, it felt like it. And then as he sat there, like, you know, we've got to, hell, I just lost the last thing he said there, but
talking about the part where he's talking about people buying into the buying system.
Yeah. Well, there was a third one he said at the tail end that it just lost me. I'm sure someone on the text line. I mean, I really had the three right there ready too, and I just only got the two for you right now. But no, it's just different. It feels different. It seems different. And now he is kind of alluding to something being different. I can't put my finger on it. I mean, there are some different players from last year. Obviously, you know, the guys they've added from free agency and from the draft. But something's off about this team. And something's off when you compare it to the other teams that feel like they got a chance to win big. And they gotta fix this thing, whatever that is off. Because last year there was a togetherness. They were yeah. right there. All of that stuff. That is not the same right now.
Well, look, I mean, adversity's a bad dude now.
Thank you, real quick. He said leadership. Got to find leadership. That was the third one. Got to find leadership. When the hell they have problems?
I mean, adversity exposes a man's true character. The truth of the matter is, last year the expectations were low, and when they did hit adversity last year, one of the things that this team, which is one reason why I felt very strongly about the staff and CJ, when they hit adversity last year, they were very quick to adjust. They were very quick to change what they were doing to overcome the O-line issues. They were very quick to change what they were doing early in the year. I think it was like halftime of the Baltimore game, or maybe it's halftime. Actually, the Baltimore game was a wake-up call. Halftime of week two versus the Colts is when it seemed like it was a light bulb moment for CJ Stroud. And everything they were doing, the quarterback's mentality, the play calling, everything was to overcome issues up front to protect a young quarterback that was in his first few games of the NFL. And then all of a sudden all the receivers get hurt. They adjusted. Nico Collins is running screens out of the backfield as well as, and he becomes the do everything guy, and they're finding ways to get him the ball. You could watch this offense run and you could see where adjustments were being made. And clearly guys were bought in because I think really because they're younger, they hadn't had any experience, they hadn't had any success. They were hungry to follow the lead of whoever the coaches were and whatever was going on. And now they've tasted a little bit of success and they don't seem to be adjusting offensively even remotely close to the rate in which they were adjusting last year. And that's where I get to the point of him of talking about pointing fingers. Like, to me, that's the one thing here that makes sense. Like, and again,
all that stuff he brought out, kind of, you can't put your finger on it. That makes sense.
No, hell yeah, it makes sense. As if you stack it up against what we've watched, it makes perfect sense. But Ron, the pointing finger thing, right? And I'm talking about the offense as a whole from a 30,000 foot view on the outside looking in. It looks like everybody involved is pointing fingers at the offensive line. Everybody involved is, I'm the quarterback, I'm going to stay aggressive, damn it. Offensive line's got to protect better. Bobby Slowick, we've worked on being aggressive from the first day of training camp, and this is how we got all these explosive weapons, and this is how we're going to run our offense, at least from a pass game perspective. We got to execute better, quote unquote, we got to pass protect better. Everything's about those guys changing instead of them adjusting in a way in which we saw them adjust almost on the fly last year multiple times, right? So when I hear him say, I don't know if that's what he meant or not, but when I hear him say pointing fingers, you can look at how they've not made adjustments offensively and just kept talking about guys up front have to execute better. You can look at all that, connect the dots, and say that's exactly what CJ Stroud's talking about.
I know we got to go to break, but how? Like, the thing that we were hearing was, hey, we're year two in the system.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.